This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements, spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising the Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
किसी भी क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए सबसे जरूरी है शांति और कानून व्यवस्था. आतंकवाद हो या अशांति फैलाने वाले माओवादी, हमारी सरकार जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति पर चलती है. हमारा फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के भविष्य पर है, इसलिए हमने एक के बाद एक शांति समझौते किए, युवाओं को विकास की मुख्य धारा में आने का अवसर दिया. पिछले 10-11 साल में 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं ने हथियार छोड़कर शांति का रास्ता चुना है.
Mr. Modi urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. The Prime Minister stated that East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as a front runner of growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Berlin today. He conveyed the best wishes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and appreciated Germany's solidarity as India counters the challenge of terrorism. He said he looks forward to working with Mr. Merz's government to elevate and expand India-Germany strategic partnership. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Foreign and Security Policy Advisor to the German Chancellor, Dr. Gunther Sotter, and exchanged perspectives on major global issues. Dr. Jaishankar also met Minister of Economy and Energy, Katharina Rajek. The all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counterterrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, and former Minister of Justice, Yoshihiro Hanashi, in Tokyo, Japan. The delegation highlighted India's unified and determined stance against terrorism in all its forms. Both sides reiterated the zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. And the multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimori, Karunanidhi and currently in Moscow was briefed by the Indian ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, on various aspects of India-Russia relations before beginning the official engagements. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches in a case related to a 12,000 crore rupees fraud involving home buyers and investors by the JP Infratech, JP Associates Limited and others. The searches have been carried out at 15 premises linked to JP Associates and its entities in Delhi NCR and Mumbai. The National Commission for Women has taken suomoto cognizance over the media reports of the alleged gang rape of a minor girl in Bokaro, Jharkhand. The commission has condemned the incident and has sought a detailed action-taken report from the Director General of Police of Jharkhand within 3 days. It has further directed the authorities to ensure all necessary medical, legal and psychological assistance to the survivor and conduct a fair, time-bound investigation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red and orange alerts for heavy rainfall over South Konkan, coastal and Ghat, Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa. Senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani told Akashvani that the low-pressure area over East Central Arabian Sea off South Konkan Goa coast is persisting near Goa coast and may also intensify into a depression. The benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, ending with gains of around 1%. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 769 points to close at 81,721. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 243 points to settle at 24,853. Ace Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth has stormed into the men's single semifinals of the Malaysia Masters Badminton, beating Francis Thomas Junior Popov this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.